from the CJAD 800 Broadcast Center in downtown Montreal. This is Dollars and Cents on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Welcome, everybody. Good evening. I'm your host, Matt Ultro, and this is Dollars and Cents. I'm with legal expert. He's a Quebec notary. He's a Florida attorney. He is David A. Ultro. How are you doing, David?
Great. I'm glad to be here, Matt.
David's also managing partner of Ultro & Associates, which has offices in Montreal, Toronto, Calgary, Florida, and Arizona. Tonight, we're going to be talking about our favorite topic. Perhaps. David Ultro was early reported to be the new captain, but it turns out it's not the case.
No, it's not the case. Just joking.
Just joking. Tonight, we're going to go back to what we really love, which is cross-border tax, estate planning, and real estate.
Yeah, we want to help the listeners get a good understanding of what all the crazy buying that's going on by Canadians in Florida and Arizona. Are there really good deals out there, and what the issues are to take a look at regarding the purchase and the tax issues, etc.?
Yeah, and then we'll go into, once they have the property, how to best own it. Are there tax problems, probate problems? And then eventually, later in the hour, we can also look at if Canadians are looking to move to the U.S.
That's right. And, you know, if you want to ask a question, you can call up. I'll give you the rules right now. If it's a tough question, I'm going to ask you to hold it to the end, and then I'm just going to sign off because I don't know the answer. If it's an easy question, I'm going to answer right away. Just kidding. We do invite your questions. Call in.
Call in at 514-790-0991. 514-790-0991. Star Talk is a free call, and you can text your comments to 514-800. David, at the listeners at home, they see the news reports, they hear it on the radio. There are deals to be had in the U.S.
There are.
So now you're going to go down there. What should you be thinking about?
Well, there's a lot of issues. For example, are you buying a short sale? Are you buying a foreclosure? Are you buying a property that's underwater? What is the kind of situation that the current owner is in?
David, for the people at home, they don't, you know, what are you saying? Underwater short people? Explain some of these terms.
Short sale. Short sale is an expression. Some people think a short sale is for short people.
That would be good for you.
When I'm on the radio, I'm very tall.
That's true. You do look tall today.
I'm very tall. Clients come to my office and they say, gee, I thought you were taller. I said, I'm tall on the radio.
Okay, so now we got the short sale. Tell the listeners
short
what
sale
it
is the following. It's a sale where the owner owes more money to his bank than he can get on a sale, a fair market sale to a buyer. Example, it's worth $500,000 and he has a $700,000 mortgage on it. He bought it three, four years ago for, you know, $750,000. So he wants to sell it. He can't make the payments, but when he sells it, there won't be enough money to pay off his mortgage lender.
So what does he do?
He has to take the offer that our client makes and takes it to the bank and say to the bank, could you please accept to take this as a shortfall or short sale, which means I'm only going to get $500,000 out of the sale. Would you accept $500,000 and take the loss?
Okay, so should our listeners be interested in short sales? Should they stay away from short sales?
Advantages and disadvantages, Matt.
Okay, well, tell us what they are.
Advantages are you're probably getting a great price.
Okay, that's a good one. I heard you like a deal.
I like a good deal. I do like a good deal.
So, and the disadvantages?
The disadvantages, it's undetermined how long it's going to take until the lender makes a decision.
What's the longest you've seen?
Well, we just finished. One took 9 months.
9 months.
Yeah, it was a large deal. It was $3.2 million, but it took 9 months. But here's the situation. The seller accepts it, conditional upon his lender accepting. Mm-hmm. The lender, he turns to the lender and says, here's the deal, $500,000, I owe you $700,000. How does it sound? So it doesn't sound good to the lender. So he does what we call due diligence.
514-790-0991. If you have questions about purchasing, some of the legal pitfalls to watch out for, owning, how to structure it if you already own it, what type of vehicle should you own it in? Again, are there taxes? Any of these questions is 514-790-0991. David A. Ultro is answering these questions tonight for free. And he says if the question's not too hard, he might actually get it right.
That's correct.
514-790-0991. So, David, now that they have the property, I mean, well, I should say, are there other pitfalls that they should watch out for?
Well, when we represent a buyer, what we're looking for is what liens or problems are there recorded on the title.
Mm-hmm.
For example, did the seller not pay his condo fees for the last 8 months? And if he did not, how much is owed? And did the condo association have to hire a lawyer? And did the lawyer also register a lien on? These are issues we look at with respect to condo associations. If it's a house and it's in a what we call an HOA, homeowners association, then we're looking to see whether those payments have been made. Next, are the real estate taxes paid? Next, what is the story with mortgages? How many mortgages on? Fourthly, what happens if he had some renovations done and he decided not to pay a contractor or a subcontractor and he's put a lien on the property? When you have short sales, when you have foreclosures, Matt, you have clients, sellers who have financial problems.
Very true. Good point, David. And you mentioned financing. What is it like getting financing for a Canadian in the U.S.? Can that be done?
Well, as we most of us have heard, the U.S. banks have had a very tough time, and now they've gone too far to the other side of the spectrum, which is they're not lending hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation to clients is go to a subsidiary of a Canadian bank. The Canadian banks are down in Florida. RBC has a big presence. TD is there. Banque Nationale is there. Harris, which is a BMO, is there.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Canadian banks because they understand your income tax returns, and they understand when you talk about assets, etc., and they're lending.
Great. Well, that's very informative. The number 514-790-0991. We're with David A. Ultro. He's the managing partner of Ultro & Associates. The website is ultrolaw.com. And we're talking cross-border. The weather's getting colder over here. I know, David, we enjoyed our walk over.
It was a pleasure walking on St. Catherine Street in the rain.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're starting to remember what it feels like to have your nostrils freeze up. So I'm sure our listeners can relate, and they're talking about going down south. So now that they have the property,
well, the next issue, of course, is how to take title.
Well, that's it. How
okay.
do you?
Do you take it in your name personally? Do you take it in a corporation, a limited partnership, a trust, or your wife or your husband together?
Those are the questions.
Those are the questions.
I'm not the lawyer. You tell us.
Okay. Well, it all depends, Matt, on your particular facts. How much is the property worth? How much is your worldwide estate worth? What is the reason you're buying it? Is it for rental? Is it for personal use? Are you planning to keep it long-term or short-term? When we have all of those facts, we explain all the different issues. For example, what is the situation on death, probate, settlement of the estate? Are there U.S. estate tax? And then we make a plan.
You said probate. I have one of our listeners actually put an email in to me and asked us the following question. To keep it simple, we bought a house in Naples for $500,000 and put title in my husband's name. Everything was fine until he passed away. After that, I couldn't sell the property because the estate was frozen. Probate took over a year and cost me $15,000 in fees.
Well, that's unfortunate. So what we're saying is if you have it in your name alone and you die, you're going to be subject to a big fat probate expense and fees. So we do not recommend that. You know what we like to do, Matt? We like to put the title into a trust.
A trust?
A cross-border trust, which is a trust that we've created that has tax advantages both on the U.S. and the Canadian side and avoids probate problems.
I like the sound of that, David. We're going to talk about that trust, that cross-border trust, and much, much more. The number to call is 514-790-0991. But first, we're going to go to Barbara Purcell and traffic.